Yes, this morning is John Thomas. John Thomas, a Republican strategist from Thomas Partners, going to talk about all the stuff going on with President Trump, his Twitter wars, his war with the estate of John McCain, and the feud going on, Brad, between Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway, and the president. John Thomas, good morning. Paul Pacelli and Brad Davis here. How are you?
Good morning, John.
I'm great. Good morning, guys.
Hey, John, the husband of the top strategist of for the president of the United States is criticizing her husband's boss. This is crazy.
That's Mr. Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
It is crazy. There's a couple of things to unpack here. First of all, if we have learned nothing about this president over the last several years, that is, if you punch at the president, he will punch back, and typically twice as hard. So that this is actually in keeping with the president's personality. But furthermore, how outrageous is it, and how I actually feel terribly for Kellyanne Conway, in the sense that her husband, who's a private attorney, he doesn't work in politics. He's not a paid political commentator for any network, goes on a tweet storm against her boss that she is paid and spends her days out there defending the credibility of her boss. It is just so wildly inappropriate. And besides the fact that I hope Kellyanne throws this guy on the couch night after night, it's a head scratcher, guys. It really is.
Boy, I'll tell you. And Trump says, quote, about him, a stone cold loser and husband from hell. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he really doesn't pull any punches here.
That's real Trump stuff.
What's also interesting about the dynamic here is that those close to President Trump that I'm familiar with and know all say to a T that Trump doesn't really know this guy. So you've got to wonder what's fueling the animosity between George and Trump. Obviously, we know why Trump is upset. It makes perfect sense. He's being unfairly attacked by someone's spouse. But why is George Conway, why does he have this axe to grind? And this is all I can tell you guys is I run lots of candidates all over the country, from everything from dog catcher to governor to senator. And it's not uncommon for a spouse to be angry at the office holder, whether it's just because they say, hey, the candidate or my husband or wife is never around, they're working too hard, or oftentimes the spouses are mad at the candidate because the candidate drives his staff too hard. I guarantee you Kellyanne works her fingers to the bone. Meaning she's never home, right? Their lifestyle is different than it was for the prior parts of their marriage, I would imagine. Still, this is no excuse to put the president on blast, and it's so wildly inappropriate, but that's the best I can figure.
And, another thing, too, is when Trump called her husband, he says, you're a whack job.
Well, hey, it's I got to say, it is a little bit strange that if Kellyanne and Mr. Kellyanne do have a loving relationship, it stands to reason, why would her husband, even if he does dislike the president, why would a spouse ever do anything to undermine their other spouse? That just doesn't make sense unless you're a whack job.
John, the previous point you brought up with Brad has got me thinking, Trump's a taskmaster, he drives everybody hard, like you said, and you work with these kind of people, too, in your consulting business. Maybe Kellyanne gets home at night and, George has some candles lit and a nice soft music playing, and Kellyanne says, look, I'm exhausted, forget it, it ain't happening tonight.
I would guarantee you that happens on a regular basis on everything. It's just like, not tonight, honey. I'm tired.
Awesome.
I've been working my fingers to the bone. It could be anything from, like, let's have a go have a date night, and Kellyanne goes, check with me in a couple years. Okay,
oh,
I,
wow.
I'm just, you know what I mean?
Oh.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah.
That unfortunately, both on the staff side as well as the office holder, being a good elected, never mind the President of the United States. And let's back up for one second. Remember how you may recall how people said that George Bush was really busy with his schedule in 5-minute increments, you know, just a very busy guy.
Yeah.
Obama's very busy. Every president's busy, okay?
Yeah.
But this president in particular never stops. And you can see it just by looking at the timestamps on his Twitter account.
Yeah.
This guy's working nonstop.
Who sleeps 4 hours a night, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you know that he's firing off emails and messages to his top advisors, a.k.a. Kellyanne, at all times of the day.
Wow. Hey, listen, John, we appreciate it. John Thomas, Republican strategist, Thomas
Thanks
Partners.
Thanks a million for calling.
Thanks, John.
Guys.
We appreciate it. Bye-bye. Boy, that's...